It's Mark and Pete.
Hello and welcome to the show. More colourful conversations with Mark and Pete. This is the show dedicated to religion, politics and business. Honestly, it is. And this week, we debate the sweet FA to honesty. Well, as we've seen in the news recently, Sam Allardyce has lost his position as England manager. The Football Association really had no choice but to sack him. Why was this? Was it simply because the Daily Telegraph conducted a sting campaign, effectively an undercover reporting, which actually exposed Sam Allardyce for a number of indiscretions? Yes, Sam Allardyce was actually dishonest. So we're going to debate this in a lot more detail and explain what actually happened and who was right and who was wrong. And with me today is Clergyman Pete, a man of great honesty. So honestly, Peter, please tell me, was Sam Allardyce right or wrong to do what he did by divulging some of his indiscretions?
Well, my answer to that is coloured by my opinion on football and football managers, and that I was of the opinion that that's what was expected of them. Maybe I'm wrong in that. But the point about whether he was right to do it is an interesting one, because whatever my view of what football managers and coaches get up to, there was such a thing as right and wrong. So if you're used to the idea of trying to behave honourably, surely, if you got into that sort of situation, it wouldn't be a problem. So I would actually come down in this. I would say, yeah, he was wrong, and it was his own, and I use the word advisedly, it was his own stupid fault that he got caught out.
Yes. Well, what's interesting here is that Sam Allardyce, for our international listeners here, is a man who's been in the football world for many, many decades. He was originally a player, but actually rose to the high ranks of being a club manager. And then eventually, in recent times, was actually given the role of England manager after Roy Hodgson was sacked. Now, what's interesting here is that as an Englishman, many people had high expectations that he would be able to pave the way for England to go on and do well in international tournaments. Now, after just one game, the Daily Telegraph basically conducted a sting campaign. And what they revealed through the transcripts of the interview was that Sam Allardyce basically was trying to explain how businessmen, or as the reporters were posing as businessmen, could get around player transfer rules. Now, probably what he was doing was what a lot of managers are discussing behind the scenes. Was he doing anything that perhaps other people are doing? Yes, maybe he was doing exactly the same, but the fact was he was exposed. And maybe that dishonesty is something that was a good thing, that the Daily Telegraph actually did a good thing. But actually, were they doing something that was dishonest?
Yeah, well, maybe. Yes. Well, they're certainly misrepresenting themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, so that is in itself dishonesty. And I suppose you have to ask the question, why were they doing it? You know, why were they trying to expose the football manager, knowing it meant so much to a lot of people? Why do you want to publicly shame him and ruin any credibility he had? If there were any doubts about him, couldn't they have gone privately? You know, did they only wanted the story, so they were being dishonest in order to further their own aims and their own career and get a good story?
Well, what's interesting here is that being honest comes on different levels, because according to a very brief interview with Sam Allardyce after he had been sacked, or should we say his contract had been severed, he mentioned that perhaps he had put his trust and honesty in somebody that he had known for many, many years, effectively that he believed that he was actually doing something that was private and he was having a personal conversation. But of course, that was something that was completely exposed, and he was perhaps undone by the dishonesty of one of the reporters. So I suppose the case here is that whilst honesty is one factor in this, is that who can you trust now in the world? Yes. Is there anyone, for that matter? Well, we also looked farther afield. I mean, we also looked to, say, people like Donald Trump. Is he a man of honesty? I mean, many people have accused him of being dishonest with his tax returns, because many people have said, well, why doesn't he actually just simply publish them? What has he got to hide? What's your opinion?
I'll give my opinion and I'll throw it back to you. I mean, I think that with the case of Donald Trump being thrust into politics now, so he is finding that decisions that he's made, ways that he behaved that were dishonest but weren't open to public scrutiny before are now being held up to the light. And I think that that's the issue, that yes, Donald Trump has been dishonest, but so have all major politicians, it seems. Certainly his opponent, Hillary Clinton, seems, you know, from all the evidence, to be one of the most dishonest, corrupt politicians I've ever come across. And so the question is, why would he now, being held up, he's being dishonest? Well, because she's been at it for years and is very good at putting a good face on it and covering it, whereas it's all coming to light now with him. But I've got no sympathy for either of them, really, because the truth is this, that if they were not dishonest, if they had personal integrity, having a light shone on you wouldn't be a problem. It's not like someone is, creating a false impression of you. It's not like that someone is slandering Trump by saying he was trying to get out of paying his tax. He was trying to get out of his tax, and he succeeded. Well done. And he it's his way of operating. So my take on Trump is the same as on Allardyce, in that I think both of them have been dishonest. It's their way of operating. It's who they are. It's just that now it's been brought to light.
Yes, well, what is your opinion? Well, I think let's qualify the point, because this sort of ties into a business angle here, which is that Donald Trump's aides have actually said that he's actually a genius, and we use that in inverted commas, because if the report is true that he's paid no federal income taxes for 18 years, it comes back to a technicality, which is the New York Times, for example, has received from Donald Trump's 1995 tax documents revealing that there was, at the time, a $950 million loss, which allowed him to legally avoid paying taxes. So effectively, he's actually playing the rules. So we can sit there and say, yes, okay, that maybe morally this is a bad thing, but technically he probably hasn't done anything wrong. Although, obviously, I believe that that investigation is continuing. So, on the one hand, this is a man who is clearly running for public office. So I think in this particular case, there's a slight difference, which is that if he was a private businessman, maybe there wouldn't be the need to actually publish them, other than deal with, of course, the IRS in his normal business activity. But he is running for the president of the United States, and that's obviously significant to the world as well. Is this man honest? Is this man trustworthy? Is this a man that you could do business with?
I suppose that
really where it changes the game completely.
Yes. I mean, I think we're not talking about whether something's legal or illegal. We're talking about whether people are honest or dishonest. Yeah. And you can keep within the realms of the law, but still be basically untrustworthy. You just know the law very well and how to operate within it. If we look at other politicians, the previous Prime Minister of Great Britain, David Cameron, and regular listeners will know that we were never fans of David Cameron. And it gives me great pleasure to say the previous Prime Minister of Great Britain, David Cameron.
Say it again.
Prime Minister, David Cameron, who is no longer Prime Minister. He was quite a devious individual, and I would characterize him as slimy, perhaps. You know, he was slippery. You could never really get a grip on what he believed or what he thought, because he was consistent in his lying. He would promise, for example, that there's going to be a referendum on membership of the European Union, and then not deliver it, then say there will never be a referendum, and then give one. So, you know, sometimes it fell in your favour, sometimes it didn't. But what thing you knew was that he was going to be duplicitous. He was not going to be trustworthy in any way. And this, I think, in the end was his undoing. he didn't play with a straight bat, as we English folks say, referring to cricket. He didn't play straight. So in the end, that came to light, and people, you know, couldn't really trust him. And when it came to being trusted to go forward after the referendum, well, he just walked away. And
yes,
I think that what we're finding is it's what people are like when they come to light. And so integrity is important.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem it on a day-to-day basis. The thing is that you get caught out in the end. Take yes. the long well, view.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, interestingly, you talk about cricket, and I know that that's yes. something that perhaps our American friends would find a little bit odd. Yeah. I have to be honest, I also think it's a silly game.
Yes.
But interestingly, it also in itself has encountered much corruption and much dishonesty.
Mm.
But when you think about all of this, whether it's sport, whether it's politics, whether it's business, the whole thing is quite a joke, really. And so, I mean,
yes.
it's amazing that really people who are given this opportunity to run their operations in a way where they can take an honest path and actually do good. Well, I'm just going to set up a little poem here, which is called Oh, Honestly. Yes. I say, I say, I say, what do you get when you believe in deceit? A fool who is thinking life is complete. What do you get when you gossip in jest? A mind that's a joke and always obsessed. What do you get if you cross sound bites with sin? An evil look with a menacing grin. What do you get when you merge lips with a lie? Whispering wickedness that's heard on the sly. What do you get when tongues tell tales, a desperate soul when honesty fails? What do you get when God needs to speak to you? A whole lot of trouble, that's one thing that's true. So, have you possibly in your life found, like the fool who thought that they would believe in deceit, perhaps thinking that life was complete? Yes, it's true that when you look at society, it's strange that people think that telling a lie or being dishonest is actually the right way to go. And yet, almost certainly, you're going to be uncovered or discovered in some way. But definitely one thing is true. God will know.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. I mean, if we look at the Bible's teaching on honesty, it's actually pretty matter of fact about it that you'll be found out in the end. It's very clear that God hates dishonesty and values integrity. And that's the way why the world is set up in that way. Proverbs 12:22, just to take one particular verse, the Lord detests lying lips. But if we look at how it is that we've chosen to react to wanting to have integrity, what we tend to do, what people tend to do, is to use the adage, you know, the great thing is to have sincerity, and if you can fake that, then you'll do well. You know the old saying. Well,
yes.
John 3:19, verse in the Bible says, "This is the verdict," talking about Jesus coming to proclaim the good news. "This is the verdict: the light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil." We try and cover it up, whereas the real thing to do is to do the hard work of trying to remain with integrity. If you do things wrong, if you slip up, admit to it, admit to mistakes even. Don't lie. Keep your conscience clear. 1 Peter 3:16, keep a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against you may be ashamed. Look, if Sam Allardyce had taken that as his way of operating years ago, when there was a sting against him, he wouldn't have been the one stung. In fact, there wouldn't have been a story.
Exactly, yes. In fact, maybe we're missing a trick here. Maybe we ought to turn to somebody who is full of honesty, full of integrity, and somebody who's pious. Maybe we should have the Archbishop of Canterbury running the England football team.
Yes.
Maybe then we might
have a chance. Because yes, I would say that, yeah, because the Archbishop of Canterbury is doing really well as keeping his team together. Oh, hang on.
Yes.
Maybe
and I know that the fans will follow them faithfully.
Yeah.
Well, look, listeners, what do you think about this subject? Do you believe that perhaps it was right that the Daily Telegraph exposed Sam Allardyce? What do you think about Donald Trump? Oh, please, we'd love to hear a bit more. So why not log on to markandpete.com and fill out the contact form? Let us know what you think. Join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Mark and Pete.